Mr. Robertson, should we?
Do you want to take a break now, or do you want to move on?
Here's the EO report.
Move on.
Okay.
I see. Since you know we reconvened at 1:30, I think we can move on. So okay. You're on the hot seat now, Mr. Robertson.
It's getting warm. No, so what we're going to do is we're going to pull forward the executive officer's report, and then time permitting, we will also pull forward the item that sets the board meeting dates for next year, 2017. Okay, so. Item 17 is the executive officer's report. I'll walk you through it, and you can stop me if you have questions along the way. So first up, we have tables 1 and 2 represent the water quality certifications received and issued for the period noted, which is March 12th through June 10th. Second item in the EO report is the update on the grants program, a couple of grants that are coming to life for us. So I would note here of particular, draw your attention to the strawberry certification program on page 4 of the EO report. So this grant is to develop a third-party certification program, including practices that will improve water quality over an estimated 10,000 acres of strawberries. This type of certification potentially provides an enormous strategic upside to our organization as it identifies growers that are implementing proven water quality protective strategies, enabling us to decrease our regulatory focus on this group, or potentially enabling us. We hope to discuss certification efforts in the region more at the September board meeting. I'm hoping to get the vineyard team to come and discuss their certification program at the September board meeting in Santa Barbara. And I've spoken in my individual meetings with board members about the strategic upside of certification or sustainability certification or environmental protection certification, as it pertains not only to agriculture, but much more broadly to maybe wastewater treatment plants or landfills or the like. It helps us prioritize our work to have certification. Okay, and then not hearing any questions, I'm gonna move on to the third item, which is the performance measurement / reporting and drinking water protection dashboard. So in each executive officer's report since 2012, as a groundwater section manager, I included tables detailing how two programs from my former section were doing relative to their defined performance measures. These are reflected in tables 3 and 4 in each EO report since then, and this one included at the back of the EO report. So I named this the dashboard. You can easily see semi-intuitive performance measures. So now that this is my executive officer's report, we will regularly be adding relatively simple intuitive measures of our organization's and our program's performance to this dashboard. These dashboard elements provide the board and the public both organizational transparency and accountability with respect to our performance. In this first new addition to the dashboard, we're adding performance measures for our safe drinking water efforts, as this reflects on one of our very highest priorities as an organization, protecting human health. I want to acknowledge Angela Schroeder, there she is, who developed these measures for one of her program areas, and also note that these measures are a work in progress. I forcibly, nicely asked her to include these, even though they're under construction still. As part of this ongoing organizational push towards accountability and transparency, we will be regularly adding new performance measurement elements to our dashboard, and I encourage you to spend some time with this portion of the EO report. Look it over and see how we can improve it, see how you can understand it. I'm open to suggestions. Okay, and then I'm not in the EO report, but things I wanted to communicate that probably could be in the EO report are, we're in a new fiscal year now. This is the 2016-2017 fiscal year. We just started. As part of the new budget, we received three new positions for our organization. One in site cleanup program, that will likely be an engineer that we add into the site cleanup program. And then two in a brand new program called cannabis regulation. And we actually have wind, maybe more might be coming. But right now we have two positions there. So we will be advertising for new staff in these positions. Okay, a couple other things I want to add to my EO report. I want to update board members on the status of per diem for board members. There has been a motion in the legislature to increase the per diem or per meeting compensation for board members. The current piece of legislation in play is suggesting $250 as opposed to the current $100 per meeting compensation. That has not yet been approved by both pieces of the legislature, so it's still in play, but that's where we're at right now. There was also a suggestion that a $500 per meeting compensation was of interest, but that hasn't received the same kind of traction. So I'll continue to update this as we learn about it. And there's one other small issue associated with that. Historically, the regions have had individual pools for their compensation. This proposes to pool all the money together. That doesn't really affect regions that don't spend out their individual pools, but that does benefit regions that do spend out their pools, like this region. So that actually is a beneficial outcome if it ultimately comes to pass for this region, if we continue to spend out our pool. So that's an upside. And then the last addition I would make is that, so I made a promise to you to meet and form constructive working relationships with partners and those that we regulate. And to that end, in the 4 months that I've been in the job, I've met with farmers, ag support operations, municipalities, counties, water and wastewater entities, environmental protection groups at the counties, environmental justice groups, environmental groups, and most importantly, maybe I met with you individually. And I'll continue to do this, as will staff, but it's just a commitment and a promise kept, too, with regards to how we need to be regulators. So that's all I got for the EO report. Any comments, questions?
Yes. Thank you, Chair. I think I like your idea of dashboard. I just don't know what it is. So,
well,
is table three a dashboard?
Let me go to table three.
Is that a dashboard item?
Yes. Yes, those are two dashboard items actually for two different programs. It's telling you what the target is.
So there's two dashboards on table three.
Right.
One is for site cleanup, exactly. And the other dashboard is
for
underground
tanks.
Storage tanks.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And then when you go to table one, are there four dashboards or one dashboard?
Table one in the.
In the staff report, priority drink? It's Angeles number of priority drinking water cases.
So essentially, that would be four different performance measures, yeah.
And on one dashboard.
Correct.
Okay, so table one is a dashboard.
Yeah.
And it has four different performance measures.
Right.
Okay, and then transparency is used here just to. That's the intent of this whole.
Correct.
Effort of
correct.
Dashboard just to
correct.
Include transparency.
So the underlying premise here is
thank you,
how are you doing? You know, what are you measuring to indicate how are you doing? You know, and try to establish as an organization, are you measuring the most important, are you doing the most important things, and are you succeeding at doing the most important things?
Okay. And then a specific question for Angela on her dashboard, performance measure number 4, number of drinking water cases with replacement water and nitrogen load reduction requirements. Does that need to be a permanent replacement water component, or can that be interim?
It can be either. I would say that the key issue is it's formal. So moving through there's four columns here, right? Drinking water protection and how we characterize our performance metrics. The first one is how many cases are there that we should be working on. That second column, number of cases in assessment, is how many cases are we actually assessing and starting to work on. The third then is how many of those cases at least have some interim safe drinking water, bottled water, and such. The fourth is where have we made formal agreements, requirements to both have replacement water, either as an interim measure, but with a formal agreement, or maybe a replacement water well, and then also requirements to actually reduce the pollutants.
Okay, so my little 2-cent tip to make it more clear to people who didn't draft it or don't live and breathe it as much as you might is that the word formal is not in the narrative definition, nor is it in the dashboard. So it leaves one to ask the question, because the word interim is sort of in both it's in both narratives. But the word formal or permanent is not in either one. So it's
right.
Just...
I guess so. We decided thought that the word requirements in the bottom there.
Well, isn't interim replacement a requirement? If they're exceeding the threshold, aren't they required to provide replacement water?
Not necessarily, no. And there's many voluntary measures. There are some communities that are just providing it on their own ad hoc. So
okay.
they have safe drinking water. It's an interim measure, but there's no formal agreement or long-term,
Right. Condition. So they could fall out of that category as easily because there's no requirement embedded there.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
But we can definitely clarify. I understand your point.
Right. So if they're in exceedance, was it 45 milliliters? That if they're exceeding that, then they have to notify them. And there's a couple other things they have to do. That one option is replacement water.
So if there's an exceedance, they have to notify. Any follow-up actions that they do are voluntary.
And
the only time they're required is if we do a cleanup and abatement order, essentially, that requires drinking water. The ag waiver does not require any follow-up actions.
Okay, thank you for that refresher, because I had forgotten. Thanks, Angela.
Or any other.
And I just wanted to add a comment to our executive officer, Mr. Robertson, updates on the meetings that he attended. And, once a week, as chair and EO, we have updates. And the updates we do, we try to do it face-to-face, if not sometime by conference call. And then there is an agenda that lists the items we're going to cover. Chair's item, our attorney's items, the EO items, and then what's coming the next week and the week after. And I can tell you that Mr. Robertson has been on the road quite a bit. So his efforts of reaching out and introducing himself, have been well beyond, the San Luis Obispo County, and has been up and down our region. And so I want to thank you for the efforts you have put in and, putting some what I call windshield time going and meet our stakeholders. Any other input, comments? All right. So...